Hello. I will start with a small disclaimer and about me things. The disclaimer is important because probably here the people is quite trust with technology. I'm really not so much into it, but I can read the docs, and I want to stress the fact that all the things with keep culture boring was made just following some documentation and so on. So trust yourself, try it, and it will work. I used to work at ZKM and the HFK, which is the building here, and now I'm the Fine Arts Academy in Karlsruhe. I come to Barcelona and freely decide to move to Karlsruhe, which is something I get questioned quite a lot, because it seems Barcelona is an incredible, not boring city. Karlsruhe is a really boring city. And that was more or less the idea behind starting Keep Karlsruhe Boring, which is a website, you can check that. So that everything started kind of 1 year ago, involves boredom, and not only that I was bored in the sense free time, but I was bored like, okay, not really finding anything to do. And it was like, it's culturally really a boring city. The name Karlsruhe means kind of the calm or dream of Karl being a name. And, you know, it's not Karlsparty or something like that. And, well, certainly it's not Berlin, but I don't know. We have some bugs with Keep Karlsruhe Boring before the project started. And there was also a gorgeous theater piece about that that was around COVID times. And I just and there is always things going on in Karlsruhe. So it's really not fair to say that Karlsruhe is completely boring. So it's boring and not boring at the same time. Well, maybe it's a question of communication and how we perceive things, in the sense that maybe things happen, but we cannot follow that. I have an experience because I was part of HFK at ZKM, and I get some things, and being part of other groups, collectives, and so on, I received different information, but there was no point to centralize this information. And so the idea was, it would be fantastic to have a collective agenda. And when you think something like that, the XKCD joke is the case. So, okay, probably you will just add another thing to the list of existing things trying to embrace everything. What was available more or less at that time, and this is called unruh.org, and it's a calendar for linke, for left and politics and subculture, and it's a well-established calendar, mainly based on PEACHT, which is a cultural center collective, quite left-wing. And they actually did an incredible work finding people doing things. So actually they have a lot of groups or collectives publishing everything they are doing there. So they are using Lauti, which is an open source software, I think from Stuttgart. And it's not federable with ActivityPub, but they are kind of working on it. And here, a little bit, the focus is that you have collectives that are registered and they publish different events. And that was not exactly what I was thinking of, because I like things being a little bit more wild. And sometimes, especially in art, people are not a collective, but are doing things. And this flexibility was kind of important to me. But they have a really pretty cool Telegram channel, so you can follow everything. And it's also not so bad, because I can import things using ICS, which, kind of work, and so on. So then there is the Keep Karlsruhe Boring, the one I initiated. And it uses Gancho. Gancho is this is the software behind it, which was created by a hack lab in Torino, in Torino. And there is a list of instances, and you can see that in Italy, Spain, and France, it's kind of spread. And in Spain also, because there was this convocala called the demonstration, or invite to the demonstration, was doing. So there is a Barcelona convocala, a Madrid convocala, and so on. And that it's a community maintaining that, and it's interesting. And the main point of the software was on demonstrations, so anonymity plays an important role, and it's kind of really limited on events that happens and so on. And which means also that the interface is quite simple to navigate and so on. And it federates through ActivityPub. So Barcelona Convocala, that's the instance I knew and was my inspiration. Wanted to confront 3+1 problem, and is this, okay, there are events in different platforms because every collective is using a different one, and the communication between different collectives, but also that, yeah, activists or people involved in them needs to make an agenda somehow. So that was kind of the idea. And I mean, the focus was avoiding commercial platforms. And they insisted on, okay, just put a save the date, on this day will happen this thing, and then put all the information, because normally that's the kind of things you know at the beginning, and then you have more information. There was also events.culturesocial.de, and culturesocial.de is a Mastodon instance and makes sense for them to create these event things. And we were, as they are also using Gancho, we were able to federate to each other so we can share the events, which is really great. Okay, installation and technical maintenance. We decided to host everything in Uber space. There was three reasons for us: the available documentation, the do-it-yourself approach, and flexible price model. At the beginning, it was an experiment. It was not clear how long it will last and so on. If you're interested on that, there is this Uber lab, and you can follow the documentation there. Technical maintenance until now. So more or less every 6 months, they have an update. The update is 4 commands, literally. And until now, everything works fine. Which brings me to the next point. Okay, what happens when not everything works fine? We had a strange bug. And probably it was on the side of hosting. And the thing is, okay, you just write an email to someone trying to explain as good as you can, what do you know? And these people will kind of help you understanding what's going on. And also it's important to communicate that with other people, like, okay, we are just some people here, we are doing our best. Yeah, we are not a millionaire company, so yeah, sometimes things just not work and that's it. At some moment, the bug just disappeared. We have no idea why. When that happens, we just organize a toast to the people of support and the issue. And if that will happen again, we will repeat the process from the beginning. That's our approach to bugs. And then there is the non-technical part, which is the 99% of work at Keep Culture Boring. And that's, I think, something really important. So trust you, you can build a Gancho instance. It's not about technical things. And work, it's creating events, getting contributions, dissemination, letting people know what you are doing, onboarding, it plays also a role, moderation, and other contributions. So populate with events. My suggestions here for people starting a new instance is focus on repeating events, because that will create a base on and feel the agenda populated. That's something quite interesting. And then identify actors and contact them. So you know, I don't know, maybe there is a place that is organizing concerts. Yeah, you want to have this one, not contact every music group and saying, okay, put your thing. So try to think structurally. And also try to catch specific interests or institutions. There is a kind of a dancing community in Karlsruhe, quite active. And, you know, for them it was a good tool. So you have a lot of events about dancing because they were engaged and so on. And also, we are not doing that, but the Barcelona people is doing that and is having an email template saying, oh, someone, maybe you put this event in Keep Culture Boring. Oh, maybe you want to do that, showing, okay, it's already happening, so it's not depending on you. And yeah, I think that's a good approach. Okay, how to get people on board? So the first thing you should remember is people is kind of afraid of tech. So when you're saying, no, you can put things, It's like an abstract idea, and it's better to have this 2 minutes onboarding speech, which is you take your smartphone and say, yeah, and you just click here in this plus, and you know there is a title and there is a description, and almost that's it. And also, we got different kinds of contributions. One of them is we have a color department, because there was someone like really, oh yeah, I just want to take care of the colors, and we have a plan, and it's like every season we change the colors. So after in summer, after 21st of June, you can check and we will change the color, and who knows what will come. And also it's interesting the people, oh, I'm just posting about some specific things, because that is what more or less creates a community. So I'm into Algorithms, okay, yeah, that's fantastic. Put Algorithms there. And I will at some point thinking about creating a zine or a postcard or poster or stickers to share the things with everyone. Moderation, kind of we overthink that a lot, and yeah, one approach is yeah, moderate as you go. So yeah, just wait until something happens and then discuss it. And at the beginning, we were quite picky with, okay, yeah, we want this kind of events and so on. And then we were surprised because Flea markets, so second-hand markets, is a huge thing in Karlsruhe. We don't have nothing against them. And yeah, so kind of, okay, there are a lot of events on that. So right now we have two lines, one hard and one a little bit more blurry. No Nazi things, which is the hard one, and it's really a red line, which by that we imply all kind of discriminations, unrespectful behaviors and so on, and we just put on that, and not boring things, which is an open and really discussable thing, and more or less that's easy to explain, people get that, and then there is the discussion, is this event boring and so on, and I mean, in worst case, you will have a boring event in an agenda. That's not so much. Also, it's interesting to look what other Gancho instances are doing, because they are normally confronting similar problems as yours. And some of them are more involved in the development of Gancho. But yeah, there was these two, Devin, CZ and Prickport, and both change the interface quite a lot. And I think that's interesting because there are small changes, but giving more more life to the agenda. And that's really nice. And then, I don't know, Dream Wild, that's the idea. So there was kind of a group of people trying or thinking to make a chatbot that you can, so that taking the data from Keep Karlsruhe Boring can reply, okay, what's going on this weekend, and so on. And also an idea was to make that the printing, the printer on the top of the page is printing a kind of a zine of what is going on the next 2 weeks. So that will be also really cool to spread that on different bars and so on. And I don't know, so I think people is really creative, and that's why we are doing that. And the economy, that's maybe the biggest thing. So the cost, Uber space will be €150 more or less plus domain, and it will be good to have some extra budget. And for us, it's important to be independent. And we have an idea, and that's what we're sharing here. We still are checking if that's kind of legal and the Ordnungsamt will approve. Ordnungsamt plays really an important role in Karlsruhe, so let's see. This agenda is a local hub connecting organizations that are doing cool things. So the idea is that everyone contributes with a kind of a prize or something like that, that will be put in a lottery. So maybe the cinema have 2 tickets that they can give for a festival or something like that, and it's something they can assume easily. And then we are making a lottery with that, calculating 100 numbers, €3 per number will be €300. That's more or less what we are going. And then, I don't know, creating an event, party, I don't know, with the lottery, and that we are also using that to present everyone in the city and so on, so going through the local thing. That's what it's interesting in the Fediverse, and we want to have a lot of fun. And that will be yet my presentation. Maybe if you want, we have time for one, two questions.
Also, wenn es keine Fragen gibt, so wie ich das sehe, ne? Ansonsten einmal laut schreien. Darf ich mich bedanken? Eine Runde Applaus nochmal für Viktor. Wir sind jetzt ein bisschen früher fertig und noch viel Spaß. Ja.